Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish, non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Katie Sousa, is red hot for the Messiah. You know, Katie, I'm reminded the scripture, to him who's forgiven much, they love much. And I think that could go under your picture. In addition to your story sounding almost like Bonnie and Clyde, you ended up in a federal prison for dealing drugs and for... you were involved in gun shootouts and high-speed chases, and you had your own drug labs. And you literally were a career criminal, and you probably should have spent the rest of your life in prison. But God shortened your sentence, supernaturally told you when you would get out of prison. Now, when you got out, I don't know the story about your husband. He had spent 17 years in prison. How did you two get together?
Well, he was supposed to be sent to a whole different state upon his release, and it was all planned out for him. And at the last minute, the federal prison board sent him to the same state I'm in. And so by providence of God, we met in a halfway house where we were together, and the Lord just spoke to him and told him that I was his wife. And I was like, look, I'm on a mission, I'm busy, I'm not getting married. And he said, well, you watch, the Lord's going to come and tell you that you are my wife. And I'm like, sure, right, whatever you say, you know. And sure enough, God did come with a visitation and a vision and showed me that this was my husband. And so we were quickly married, which was a miracle, because ex-felons are not supposed to marry ex-felons. And we've been going for it ever since.
Now, one of the things that so intrigues me is I have heard people talking about ascending into heaven and a third heaven encounters for years. But you have taken this one step further. You've shown people how they can move into the third heaven, how they can move into the glory realm, and what to do in the glory realm. How did this come about?
Well, you know, I was at a conference, and I had never heard of ascending before, and I listened to the speaker talking about it, and I thought, there's something really powerful here. And I began to research it myself in the Word, because I'm one of those people where I enjoy the supernatural experiences, but I like it better when you have a supernatural tool that's given to you that you can use to solve the multitude of problems that we have. And so I began to see in Scripture that you could use ascending to cause your dreams and your visions to come to pass. You could use ascending to go up and get changed in the presence of the glory when you're having that issue in your life where you just can't obey God or you just can't change on your own. I started seeing that I could use ascending as a tool to fight the enemy on their ground in the second heavens or above them in the third heavens, and that I would have, the war would completely shift, that it would be a quick victory and a powerful victory when I learned how to use the tool of ascending to make war.
Now, for those that don't understand, what exactly do you mean by ascending?
Well, the scriptures say, when I asked God about ascending, I got quiet, and he said to me in my mind, Ephesians 2:6, which says that we are seated together with Messiah Jesus in heavenly realms. Well, that scripture says that we are seated. That's past tense. Not like we're going to be there when we die, that we're seated there now, that our spirit man is able to be in heaven, even our physical bodies. Because Christ has already won that position for us. And when I began to see that, I saw examples of angels ascending and descending, and I saw examples of men ascending and descending.
Give me one example from Scripture.
Okay, well, let me start with the angelic realm, because they show us what we can do with ascending. It says, remember the open heaven that Jacob experienced?
Right, the ladder?
With the ladder, exactly. It says that the heavens opened and the ladder came down. And there were angels ascending and descending on this ladder. And God was at the top of the ladder, and he was speaking these decrees over Jacob. And the Lord spoke to me as I read that right then. You see, the Lord will speak promises or decrees over us, just like he did with Jacob. And then what happens is this. In order to make those decrees or those promises come to pass, we can use the tool of ascending to get the supernatural enablements needed to cause those promises to manifest. So the angels would sit there, and there's God. He's making these decrees over Jacob. And then they would go up and ascend up into heaven, get the stuff needed to make that promise come to pass, and then bring it back down here to earth. That's why that strange order. You would think they would be descending, then ascending. But no, Hebrews 1:14 says angels are already down here on earth ministering to us. So those angels that were ministering to Jacob, when they heard God speaking those promises, they ascended up into heaven to get the stuff needed to make that promise happen, and then they brought it, they descended back down to release it here on earth.
Now that's an example of angels ascending and descending. Give me an example of people ascending and descending.
Okay, so you see the story of John the Revelator, right? When John the Revelator went up in Revelations, it says that there was a door open to heaven, and he actually ascended up into heaven. What did he get while he was there? The whole book of Revelations came to him in his ascending. Then when he descended back down to earth, he was able to write that book and think of the generations and the millions of people that have been blessed by the revelations he received by ascending up into heaven.
But isn't that just special people for special things? Or is this something that we can, as you call it, a tool we can tap into all the time?
I think it's for everyone, because the scripture is clear that if you're born again in Messiah Jesus, that you're seated in heavenly realms with Christ. I mean, you see other examples of many people going up into the heavenly realms in the Bible. Moses, Aaron, and the 70 elders, they went up and they ate and they drank, which tells me they went up in more than their spirit. They went up in their body. You see the example of Enoch. It says that by faith, that God was so pleased with his faith that he was transferred up to heaven without experiencing death at all. There are men throughout the Bible that went up into heaven, and because Jesus has won the right for us now, we can all do that and all use ascending as a tool to go up into heaven and get whatever we need to bring the God's promises to pass.
Now, you have a phrase in your teaching you talk about that's really catching my eyes now as I'm speaking to you, and that is when you ascend above the demonic chatter. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, in James 3, it talks about that wisdom from below is unearthly, fleshy, even demonical and devilish. But the wisdom from above is pure and undefiled. When we're down here and we have an issue, a problem that we're trying to solve, it's like, gee, what do I do about this situation? We can't afford to stay down here and listen to, number one, our own reasoning, because our own reasoning is just going to get us in trouble. Okay, number two, what the other things that we listen to when we're down here is demonic chatter. There are demons that are assigned to us that try to put thoughts in our minds for us to do certain things or take certain actions. And if we don't get above our own reasoning and above that demonic chatter, we might start to make very important decisions based on what the demonic realm or our own reasoning is telling us to do. And if we do that, we're going to fail.
Katie, if you could give me an example of getting above this demonic chatter to really see what was going on.
Right, okay. Well, I had a mentor that came and advised me to wait on a revelation that I was carrying and to let it be seasoned before I release it. And I was in my flesh wanting to, you know, chomp the bit and do it now, and why do we have to wait, and all this other stuff. And this person advised me to wait. And so when I hung up the phone, I said, you know what, Lord, I need to know if that's your will. I mean, I want to be sure that I'm in your perfect timing. So I'm going to ascend up into heaven to see if that advice that I have just been given is correct. And my mentor basically said, if you release it now, it might get contaminated. People won't understand it. So I went up into heaven, and sure enough, God showed me a vision. I had this big plate of food in front of me that I was serving to people, and everyone was enjoying the meal that I was serving, and I knew that represented my teaching. But then this man came, and he reached over with a fork, and he helped himself to my plate. But as he brought it to his mouth, the piece of food fell off onto the table, and then other people started touching it and bringing it up to their mouth with their fingers. And right there, the Lord says, yes, as it gets this teaching so powerful and people get so excited about it, they'll start passing it around, but they're not ready for it yet. It'll get contaminated. And so right then, I had that release in my spirit to know that that advice was right, because I had gone into heaven and I wasn't listening to my own flesh or my own desire to do it right away anymore, or the demonic chatter that was trying to, you know, say, do it, just do it. I was listening to heaven's timing and heaven's wisdom.
You know, Mishpocha, her teaching that we are making available today will allow you to do the same thing. In the last days, Katie says, we'll no longer have to contend for years for our healings, for our answers to prayer. But as we learn how to ascend into heaven and how to descend, we can literally, from our legal position, get the wisdom of heaven and bring that back on earth. This is such a revelation of what is available for us, totally biblically based. You'll hear the scripture, you'll hear her firsthand experiences, and step by step how you can do this, available for a donation of $25. It's five CDs. The first three are Banking in the Glory, and the second two are Ascending into the Supernatural. One helps you step by step learn how to move in the supernatural, the other, how to bring it back. Donation of $25.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.